Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Lil Mama, and I'm rocking with you on Hollywood and Friends, and you are listening to Hampton Blue Radio.
Hollywood.
And what's going on? It's your girl MJ.
Yo, what's good to y'all? How y'all feeling?
What's up? What's up? What's up? Feeling good.
So it's the 2013 end of year wrap up special. Can y'all believe it's only what, 3 more days in this year?
That's crazy.
No, that's so crazy. It went so fast.
Super fast. Super fast. So what we're gonna do for y'all? We're gonna count down the top 10 best and worst moments of the
2013,
past year.
Yes.
Yeah. We got some crazy ones. We got some exciting ones. But first off, we haven't been here in a week. How was y'all Christmas, MJ?
Christmas was great. It was so great. Spent it with my
can you
family.
Can you tell the people how you pranked your daughter?
Oh, no.
You know what? I should just post it. So we spent Christmas at my mom's house. And, you know, every year I do something to where, you know, I just trick my daughter because she just thinks she's so smart. And, you know, now she knows there's no Santa Claus. Mind you, she's 11 years old. So every year I trick her. This year the trick was, you know, times are getting hard. You only got two options. You only get two presents. That's what I told her.
Right.
So, you know, she wasn't, like, really excited for Christmas at all. So Christmas morning comes, and everybody's excited to open their presents, and she was the only one not excited. So while we sat around the tree opening gifts, we actually organized it to where everybody opens their presents slow, and she opens hers third. So when she goes to open her presents, she opens it, and it's a can of beans.
Goya.
Goya beans.
Goya beans.
So when she opens the beans and she sees it says Goya, she throws the beans on the floor and she's like, really? Really? So then she starts crying and you see my nephew in the background like, oh my God, this is messed up.
And this is all caught on camera.
My nephew's sitting there like, damn, it's messed up. And then here goes my mother, like, what you gave her? So I'm like, a can of beans. My sister's like, mmm. My sister's like, mmm. So then she starts crying. My mom starts crying. Everybody starts laughing.
Oh, no.
My mother's throwing all types of assholes and everything.
The funniest video, though. The funniest. Yo, but no, you got to see that.
I'm going to post it.
And hold up. So what was the real gift?
So, no, she actually got everything she wanted. Just, you know, I had to trick her. You know how kids think
they know everything.
So I had to trick her. So after she starts crying with the can of beans, I gave her one of her Monster High dolls so she could calm down because that was something that she really, really wanted. So it was just hilarious. I'm going to post it to our page. It's kind of ratchet and, you know, kind of ratchet.
It's funny, though. That joint is super hilarious.
It's so
I bet you did not even expect that that's how that was going to go down, with your mom's crying and everybody.
Right. The first two people I showed actually started crying, too.
It must be a Spanish thing. It must be.
It was hilarious.
Crazy. But Noah, how was your Xmas?
It was horrible. I got nothing.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Bah, humbug.
I got nothing. I got a T-shirt.
Well, you got something.
At least you got a T-shirt. I got socks.
I got a T-shirt from the Walmart.
I'm sorry.
That's what it said, the Walmart on it.
No.
The Walmart.
No, I'm playing.
Well, I got two bags.
I'm not even going to OD on nobody like that.
My
Christmas was good. I spent time with my family, just, you know, chilled out. I think I might have turned my phone off. I'm not sure. I wasn't really in my phone like that.
Definitely did.
I didn't.
I had people just popping up at my mom's house because they couldn't get in contact with me.
Yo, my Christmas was, like, it was super cool. It was basically focused around my one-year-old niece, who I feel is, like, a four-year-old in a one-year-old's body.
Oh, my God, I just saw her today. She's so crazy.
Super intelligent. And
yes.
I recorded a video I posted on my Instagram at I Am Hollywood where I think this is the video of the year. It's probably going to make our list of top best.
Wow.
But it's just, it's so dope because it's showing her open one of the gifts. And the reaction that she gave opening this gift, you would not expect from a one-year-old.
Well,
and then
she's not
an
average one-year-old.
Right.
I got to admit that.
And then adding on top of that, Mariah Carey playing in the background, All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Mm-hmm.
And it just makes for one epic video. Like,
Everybody
got to go check that out because it's just, like, but yeah, Christmas was definitely for my niece. Like, she got so many gifts. She was just open, crazy, mad gifts. But, yeah, Merry Christmas. What are y'all plans for New Year's?
I'm actually still trying to decide what it is that I want to do. Last year I was in the city, so I don't know yet.
You got time, but Noah, what are you thinking?
My plan for New Year's is to chill with the family and get so twisted I don't remember what I did.
Those nights you can't remember.
Yeah, I stopped drinking for a little while, so I was just like, I'm not gonna drink until New Year's. I'm not gonna, like, you know.
That should be pretty interesting.
Yeah.
I will be in PA at the Bro Crib. His birthday is actually on New Year's Eve, so it's a double celebration.
Nice.
He just bought a house out there, so
I'm laughing at the Christmas ensemble.
You said what?
Your Christmas ensemble.
What about it? What Christmas
ensemble?
Your
Santa Claus outfit.
Oh, yeah. I was
Where did you
close.
Even find those fans? Like, at the local children's place? Are those fans for?
Local children's place.
They were actually
Santa Claus
freeze
on,
Boxer.
Like,
They were Joe Boxer Santa shorts from, where did they come from? I don't even
Santa
know where they
Caprice.
Came from. Yeah, they was an
Santa
extra large.
Caprice.
I didn't buy them. They were given to me. But
and
I was like, I
them.
Guess I'll wear them. Like, yeah, I was Uncle Claus. So I was Uncle
Aww.
Claus. I was Brother Claus. I was Santa Claus. You got that, Santa Claus? No.
I see what you did there. I see what you did there.
Yeah, so it was a good look. Though it was cool. It was fun.
Oh,
I don't think I'll ever wear them again. But
why not? You could get jiggy in them shits.
Nah.
Get jiggy in them shits.
Jiggy, I can't get jiggy with those. Yo, so how about something else that happened? This was, I think, the day after Christmas. In Brooklyn, over 400 teenagers terrorized Kings Plaza Mall. Did you guys hear about that?
Yeah, I heard about that. I mean, it's Brooklyn. What do you expect?
Crazy. Like, really. Like, it just, it makes me feel bad. I think it gives just youth a bad name. Like, you young kids already get a bad rep, especially when you're in groups. And the fact that, like, whose idea was this? I heard that it was a Facebook organization, like somebody organized it through Facebook to go meet up at King's Plaza and basically, like, ramshack the place. They was running around the whole mall. They was beating up shoppers and security, stealing things. They trashed stores. They trashed the concourses. They was playing that knockout game.
Wow.
It was just a madhouse. It was mayhem. And there's footage of it. If you used to look it up on YouTube, there's footage where you see security, like, dragging girls by their hair.
Wow.
Like, to break up fights. It was just like...
Man, they should have did that at the Palisade Mall. There's a lot of stores I would have liked to run in.
No,
yeah, man, go do that right in front of... Nah.
So now,
Ward and Taylor.
King's Plaza has now banned shoppers if you're under 18. You got to be accompanied by an adult.
Yeah.
Always messing up something. Niggas always messing up something. It's crazy.
Wow, that's out of control.
Out of line.
What do you guys think of? Do you think that that's justified, though? Do you think it's just for them to create this new
hell world? Yeah.
Yeah. If you're going to do something like that, what?
Right. It's like if you can't act, if you don't know how to act, then that's what it's called for. Like, I don't want to be shopping in the mall and a bunch of random wretched kids coming in and start terrorizing the place, like, because they have nothing else better to do. So, I mean, that's out of line. I haven't been in King's Plaza in, like, years.
Yes.
Extra years. So, yeah, that's crazy. So how about this, we all know Bound 2, right?
Right.
Kanye West song.
The crappy video that he intended to make crappy.
Right, on purpose. So how would you feel if you were listening to the radio one day and you hear this new Kanye West song come on and then you hear your voice on the track in the background of the music?
And you ain't even
And you ain't even know.
You ain't even know.
That's what happened to this guy, Ricky Spicer. He's from Ohio. He was 12 years old at the time he recorded these vocals. It was on a record called Bound. I guess that's why Kanye added the number 2 at the end of his. It was a record called Bound. It was by the Ponderosa Twins Plus One. And he was the plus one of this group.
Okay.
Two sets of twins and then him. At the time, they were saying he was their Michael Jackson. So he's a young guy. He's 12. He has this high voice. So he's singing these vocals on the song.
Oh, he actually does sound like him a little bit.
And then Kanye West, Sample King, because this isn't the first time he sampled a record. He used it, and without permission.
Wow.
I don't know if maybe he felt like nobody would know or would care. Maybe he thought that group was, like, long gone. They would never even know about it.
Nah, I don't think they think like that, though, in the industry. I think he was just being reckless. Felt like
so
he was Kanye West and he could just do that.
Right. A lot of times that's the case with producers. So this guy, he's 56 now, so he's suing. He's suing not only Kanye West, he's suing Rockefeller Records, Island Def Jam, Rhino Entertainment, and Universal Music Group. And I believe he has a case.
Me
I want to play y'all the original, the song that he's on. We'll just play like a few seconds of it, like 30 seconds or something. And it's clear as day. But check it out. This is Bound by the Ponderosa Twins Plus One.
No denying
that's it.
That's it.
Usually, you know, we gotta be like, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
Kanye will have to be a smooth man
to
get out of that one.
He ain't getting out of that one.
So the guy is demanding compensation or for Ye to cease and desist from using his voice. He's probably going to get the compensation because this song debuted at number one when it dropped in June.
Yeah, so. It's a good tune. It's like one of the best songs.
Yeah, Kanye ain't about to take his voice off of that, so he's just going to pay him out.
Besides Black Skinheads.
He got it, though. He got the money to pay it out.
Yeah, he does.
I mean, how can you cease and desist that? Like, the song is everywhere.
It would have to be nowhere. They would have to pull
it
from...
How did he even think that it wasn't going to be heard by this person?
Because he's Ricky Spicer. I don't know who Ricky Spicer is.
All right, but somebody was going to let him know that it was being done. His grandkids, somebody. That's what I'm saying. Like, what made you think this man wasn't going to find out?
He probably thought he was dead or something.
Nah. Even so what? Family members could have got, could have asked the family members or anybody. Anybody. Anyway, he was just being cocky, reckless, and that's what he did, and this is how he's going to pay for it.
And then you titled it Bound 2.
So it's like I said, he knew what he was doing.
Crazy.
He was just being
crazy.
Kanye West. That's it.
That's
so he was untouchable.
True that. That's so, any fans of R. Kelly, Mary J. Blige?
Yeah.
Anybody.
I would love to.
I mean, not hardcore, diehard, fan, but yeah.
Of who?
Well, you want to say AJ?
No, she said of who?
Oh, I'm saying I'm not a hardcore, diehard fan of like either or.
Are you crazy?
Maybe I am.
Are you crazy?
I think they're dope.
I don't understand. You, out of all people, would say that?
Listen, you got to understand. For me, I take the word fan seriously.
Yeah. There's a big thing when it comes to the word fan. I agree.
Like, you can't call yourself a fan and only know radio hits. Like,
all right. Well, that's true.
You got to know album cuts, at least.
But how could
you
not? You
got to know how many albums the person got. I love their work equally. I love their voice. I think they're very talented.
What do you mean? You're like the next R. Kelly. You're not a fan? Are you serious?
It's not that I don't think he's dope at all.
She's digging you into a hole.
I just don't think, I'm not like a R. Kelly head. Like, I can't tell you all of his songs. I can't tell you five songs that R. Kelly had that didn't make radio.
What? You're out of control. You're out of line,
I can
buddy.
Tell you.
You're out of line, buddy.
I'm just saying, the only songs that I know from
topic.
R. Kelly are probably on the radio.
You're out of line, buddy.
Yeah, I can't consider myself a fan. There's people out there that really know this man, so I wouldn't even disrespect them and their dedication to his music and craft and call myself a fan.
There is a big difference between, like, liking somebody and being a fan. Like,
exactly.
I consider myself a fan of someone when I would go see them in concert. That's how I judge it.
Well, I don't like concerts, but I guess I'm not a fan of no one.
But that's how I judge it, me personally. People judge it differently. Like Vinod said, he would have to know at least five unradio cuts, so that would determine if he's a fan or not. But for me, if I would pay to go see you, then that means I'm a fan.
All right, so since I don't know five of Vinod's songs, five or something, that means I'm not a fan? No,
no,
that's not
your,
true.
No, because your definition may be different.
Hold on. What is this? You don't know five of my songs?
But
actually, I know one by heart, and I got pregnant to it last night. So shout out to me.
See, that's enough for me. Shit, that's all I need.
See, so MJ, that may
right
be
there.
Your that may be your definition of what makes you a fan of someone. If you're willing to get
definition.
Pregnant by the music,
if somebody get pregnant to my music, you're automatically a fan. It don't matter if you ever heard me before. You get pregnant to my song, you're a fan.
Right. Clearly. But Mary J. Blige and Kanye West, R. Kelly, they're going on tour next year. It's called the King and Queen Tour. R.
Yes,
Kelly just got released
money,
his new
honey.
Album, Black Panties.
Hey.
And he's going to go on the Black Panties tour too, but he revealed that him and Mary is doing their joint tour first.
Did you hear the album, though?
I didn't hear the album.
I heard
the first
dope.
Song.
Dope is not the word.
Crazy.
You know what happened, though?
Beyonce
overshadowed
Beyonce
him.
Happened.
Why'd she do that?
She didn't know, man. She didn't know.
She definitely didn't know.
He wouldn't have dropped it.
Right around Christmas, everybody getting their money up. Before people get too crazy with the spending, I'm going to drop this album, make everybody buy it.
I heard two songs from Black Panties, and the first track of the album, I was like, oh, it reminded me that R. Kelly was still here, like, and it's like I wanted to hear more, so, but I didn't get a chance to yet, but I will.
I heard the whole album, and I think it's dope.
So you should be going to this tour.
Dope. It's like he's back. Dope.
That's what's up. That's big.
Yep.
Yes, crazy.
I don't know about his dressing
these
days, but yeah, he's back.
You don't know about his what?
The way he's dressing.
Oh.
These days, but yeah, he's back.
Yo, I seen a clip of him performing on what show was this? Jimmy Kimmel.
Not the one with Lady Gaga.
No.
Okay.
And he had a girl on his lap playing her like a violin.
That's disgusting.
Like, yeah, she was cradled up on his lap, and he had the little
how old does she look?
And no, and he was playing her like a violin. Like, I think that's his album cover too, if I'm not mistaken.
Disgusting.
He was hitting this girl with the violin bow.
Yeah, stroking her back with the violin bow.
Stroking with the bow. Pissing on your lap.
So we just were speaking about Beyonce, and she's facing a battle of her own, a battle of piracy. Now, piracy, you know, is when people illegally download music or movies, whatever. So her album is reported to have been illegally downloaded over 240,000 times.
240,000.
But keep in mind, this album is on sale for $15.99, so that tallies up to about $3.8 million that she's not getting because of
it. Wow. Like, she needs it.
How many albums did she sell?
But, yeah, that's a good question, because I don't think it fazed her any, because right now she's platinum. And within the first 10 days, she sold 991,000 copies.
Wow.
So a million. 16 million. Damn near.
Yeah.
Actually, over. Over 16 million. That's ridiculous.
But yeah, 240,000 times. Like, but
that's
you got to think about it. Like, some people, I feel like a lot of those people who downloaded it probably bought it as well, because you know that she released it exclusively for iTunes, so I feel like all of those 240,000 people were probably Android users that couldn't wait. And, you know,
I mean, but you gotta know that comes with the territory as an artist, you know. It happens.
Yeah.
I remember you remember when we used to download music by, like, BearShare and LimeWire? I actually got a letter from my cable company saying that they were aware I was downloading music, and if I did it again, they were going to cut my services off.
Yikes.
I just never downloaded music ever again.
That's crazy.
Off of my computer.
I was on LimeWire heavy.
Yes.
Used to have like a whole 5 albums downloading at the same time.
And checking the status if your connection wasn't good.
You still have that around, though.
Yeah, how do you pronounce that word? It's spelled Q-U-E.
Oh, it's called...
Query?
It's called, I know what you're talking about. I used to call it a keke.
Exactly, yep. That's what it looked like.
Keke.
I think it's called I don't know. I don't.
It's not the query?
No.
No. Absolutely not.
It's either check. It looked like it could be check. Quetch.
And this is on LimeWire?
Everywhere. Like every download.
I
think it's called like the queue or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, I know.
We're going to have to look that up. Let's ask Stacey.
Like
she should know.
Yeah. Does Stacey know? Stacey knows everything.
What are you asking?
So
Stacey?
What is that word that's pronounced on, I mean, how do you pronounce that word? Like when you download music, it's spelled Q-U-E, Q-U-E or something like that?
Like it's just a Q.
Q?
But I never heard of this word.
Yes, it's there. It's like the list of music that you're going to play. It's like the library list.
I remember we always said what's in your queue. I remember that.
Right, so I think it is called a queue.
Yeah, I think
it's called a queue.
Interesting. Find out something new every day.
Right.
Thank you, Stacey.
So we had a caller on the line, 917. I have been telling people that they can call in to just listen, so that's probably what was going on, but if anybody wants to call in to say anything, when you do call in, just press 1, and then we'll bring you on the line. But that number is 646-716-8544. Yeah. So, moving on. Bieber. How about Justin Bieber tweeted out that he's officially retiring?
Yeah, I've seen an interview where he said that.
Officially retiring, 19 years old.
You know what?
He's not even old enough to drink yet.
But I'm sure this is the thing. I'm not even knocking it. I'm not knocking it at all. Because at the end of the day, if anyone could retire at 19, I'm sure they probably would.
Not if you're doing it for the love.
Yeah, he's probably not doing it for... I mean, he's probably not doing it as an... Because a lot of people get it mixed up and think like, okay, because you're... No, a lot of people get it mixed up and think that because you're an artist, that means that you're doing the art, but like being an artist for the love. That's not necessarily the same as being a musician. Because a musician, you're not forced to like do tours and music videos and photo shoots and things like that. So he probably just loves to make music. But as an artist, there's different obligations that you have. So he probably just wants to get back to the essence of all of that.
Right.
So if that's the reason, I can definitely commend him for that. Because, you know, you don't find too many people who are willing to take that step outside of their comfort zone and everything that seems to be, like, force-fed to them. So, yeah, I mean, Justin, I mean, for him to, like, do that at this stage, I feel like that's a, if he really does want to make that move, more power to him.
A listener said Bieber may be the next Vanilla Ice if he's not careful.
Nah, never.
True indeed.
Ice,
nah, no way.
Ding, 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 ding.
I think he's actually he got a little bit more work.
Vanilla
under his
Ice.
Name, under his belt.
this tweet that he tweeted out was retweeted over 200,000 times by his fans. That's crazy. But
wow.
What he continues to say is, he said the media talks a lot about me. He said they make up a lot of lies and want me to fail, but I'm never leaving you. Being a believer is a lifestyle. That's kind of contradicting the I'm officially retiring.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's the music business, so if you just
how many times did Jay-Z
from,
try to retire?
I feel like it was a...
Sometimes they just do it for attention. What about
for
attention?
Like,
you know?
That's what I was just about to say.
I think they just don't have anything
else to say. Of sorts.
They just don't have anything else to say.
Because his DVD, this new DVD, Believe, was released on Christmas. This was being released the day after he tweeted this out. So I think this was just a part of his whole
marketing thing.
Promo thing.
Well, listen, I know two people who are not retiring from doing this music thing, and that's Hollywood and Vanor.
Performing this week, actually, yes.
At
Brown. What about me?
And MJ.
What about me?
MJ.
Yeah,
MJ. Yeah.
On the stage.
Jeez.
No, I'm talking about me not retiring from this music thing.
Oh, yeah. That's true, too.
Yeah. MJ.
I gotta fit in. Get in.
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, we're going to be... We will all be performing
night,
at Drome on Sunday. We're all going to be performing at Drome on Sunday, next Sunday. Hollywood and I will be performing new music. MJ will actually be performing new music as well.
Right.
No music
she's gonna
as
be
well.
Actually, huh?
I said MJ will be performing No Music as well.
No Music.
No, she'll be performing her song. It's similar to what Pootie Tang was doing also. So, you know, it kind of has that type of feel.
That was my favorite part in the movie.
She'll also be producing live at the show.
Yeah.
So you can hear her beat. It sounds like the same beat that Pootie Tang. I'm thinking that she might have used
some of the same. What was it called again? Right?
Exactly.
It was
cool. Exactly. You remember that. But yeah. So, yeah, that's gonna be MJ's hit. But we're gonna get into some music. I think we should get into Just Us Two.
Sounds like
a
plan. If you haven't gotten tickets for the show this week, be sure to do so now. Hit us up, Vanilla or myself, Facebook. You can buy them online or hit us up. Get them from us directly if you
right,
know.
Right.
Like that.
Hit us up personally. Get the tickets. This song right here is Hollywood featuring Lonnie. Just Us Two. Ham from Blue Radio. Hollywood and Friends. Let's get it.
Yeah.
Never thought I'd feel this way about another. Always on my quick step, dancing around commitment, but you caught me this summer. And you reeled me in. Somebody call the cops cause she killed again. With a smile that's like heaven, the eyes of an angel. I look to the sky, thank God you came through. And there ain't no stopping us. Lay out the blueprint, watch they copy us. Trust is all there, could be apart for days. And we never feed into what anybody say.
You and me, together, just us two. We do it how we do.
Picture perfect, argue sometime, but at the end it's worth it. Laying next to you is amazing. Together we can knock down anything we facing. Chasing objects that will never be. Surely yeah, we got this. Every time they see us, we just get stronger. Our bond can't break it. All years tough season, that's what we make it.
You and me, together just us.
Back with your boy Vino, aka Mr. R&B.
Hey yo, it's your boy Hollywood.
Yeah. You got your girl Miss Judy in the building.
Yeah. So you're back with Hollywood and Friends, our 2013 end of year wrap up special. In a little while, we're gonna have the best and worst moments of 2013. I could think of a few, kind of crazy. We also got Reckless and Ratchet with M. Jizzle, and What Blows Mine. If you guys want to call in and let us know, what's that one thing that just irks your nerves, that just gets under your skin? You can do that by calling 646-716-8544. for. So I just received something. I want to make sure I get it correct. But it's a story about Chrissy from Love & Hip Hop. Atlanta.
New York.
I mean, New York, yeah. Have you guys been watching the episodes lately?
Wait.
I haven't.
The Love & Hip Hop.
Oh my God, I'm like, what's going on? I'm waiting for them to come back on. So my Mondays just
have
not been the same.
He was on hiatus? Because I haven't seen like the past
two
weeks.
Yeah, it's not coming back on until the 30th. So.
Wow.
Well, that's tomorrow. The last thing that I seen was, and actually I didn't even see the full episode, was when the Lesbianas team was in where they went for Erica to shoot her calendar.
It was Panama.
Panama. And they had the hot tub scene.
Oh my goodness.
That was the last thing I've seen. But how about Chrissy though?
Hold on. You just said that the hot tub scene was the last part that you saw?
Yeah.
That was, you know, that wasn't the end of the episode.
Oh, it wasn't. No, I didn't even see the full.
Turned off the TV,
right,
like, that's it.
I'm done.
Right, I'm done. I got all I wanted out of it.
I'm going to bed now. No, I didn't even see the full episode at all. I tried to watch it one night on DVR, but I forget what happened. Fell asleep or something. But Chris, she's not even on this season right here. She used to be. She was on she's doing the Jim and Jones, you hear me? The Jim Jones thing.
But she's definitely still making headlines.
Right. You have it?
Yes. Thing. Love and Hip Hop, and a lot of this stuff you never know how true it is, so we can only go off of what we, you know, see. You can't verify stories here, but it's saying that Love & Hip Hop star arrested for bar fighting. Now, we all know Chrissy's a live wire, so.
Wait, hold that thought.
Too surprising.
Hold that thought, because when I hear bar fighting, I'm just imagining, like, tables being thrown.
Stools.
Bottles. Bottles breaking over people's heads.
Yeah.
Sliding somebody across the bar.
No, that's movie.
Oh, that's too much.
Yeah. It wouldn't even happen like that. Like that. Yeah, I can't even say what I was about to say. That sounded crazy. Like, you know when something just sounds crazy in your head, you can't even like say it out? But yeah, that would be crazy. If somebody gets drug across the bar like that, I think they might deserve it. You gotta be some type of
I mean, if I'm ever in a bar fight, that's one of my goals.
To jack somebody.
That's one of my aspirations. To jack somebody across the bar.
Oh no.
Kicking and screaming. But what are they saying about Chrissy?
Yeah, pretty much she got into a she was arrested for allegedly bloodying up a girl at a New Jersey bar.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Yikes.
And like I said, she, you know, she's pretty much a live wire, so it's not too surprising.
Right.
She was arrested for aggravated assault and disorderly conduct.
And I'm looking at her mugshot right now.
They said it was so bad that the victim required hospitalization.
I don't think that. I feel like she probably got jumped or something. Like Chrissy and her girls. You know, Chrissy's not rolling dolo. And when Chrissy got into a scuffle, I'm sure her crew was scuffling too.
Mm.
But yikes. Is their show still on?
It might be. I'm not sure.
What was it called? Like Marrying Jim Jones or something?
Nah, you're thinking about Marrying the Game.
Oh, Marrying the Game.
Yeah, you're putting it together. That was Jim and Chrissy, I believe.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah.
Chrissy and Mr. Jones.
Yeah, actually, it just went off. I love that show.
Oh.
It shows another side of them.
What do you think about Chrissy's
scuffle,
MJ, in the Jersey
bar?
You
know, my mic was off, right?
Oh, you was talking.
Well, Microsoft. Anyway,
you know, it's crazy. I figured that much.
I thought you were just like
fell,
reading
right?
something, or like I thought you was just like not paying attention, like reading.
No.
Some
yeah.
stories.
Actually, I think that if a person, if she did all that, then a person had to actually probably had to deserve it because, you know, she's trying to challenge her inner demon. You know, she tries to have patience sometimes. I think that maybe the person actually deserved it. I wonder what it was.
I seen her turn up on that show before with that girl, like last season or two seasons ago when the girl made a confession about sleeping
Cabela.
With... Yeah, and
so Emily
that went
in. Slept with Fab.
There was
no
channeling, nothing.
That is a thing.
But nah, that was a whole nother story. Like the girl Camilla actually, she did kind of deserve that. I'm trying to justify it. You don't come into my homegirl spot and just disrespect her like that.
You
don't even know her.
Your homegirl battles for that reason.
No, I don't care.
Especially if you are trying to. Channel or fight off your
this was before, but this is what I'm saying. Listen, so you telling me that if somebody tries to violate one of your friends that doesn't have a backbone, because that's basically what happened, you're not going to defend her?
No, she could have defended her, but she had to put them paws on her.
Listen, she deserved it. I'm not just saying it because I like her. I'm just saying because, I mean, something has to be done.
Well, look, it's saying here that I believe it says that Chrissy got upset that the girl sat on the sofa she was sitting on, accidentally bumped into someone.
Well,
I'm sure there's more to it. That's it?
That's what it says.
So she beat the girl down because she sat next to her on a sofa.
She didn't sit next to her. She sat on the sofa she was sitting on and accidentally bumped into someone. So maybe this was a case of her fighting someone else's battle.
Oh,
also, okay.
Maybe she bumped into somebody and the girl was like, you know, probably didn't say excuse me or I'm sorry.
Right, exactly.
You know, and Chrissy probably was like, excuse me, that was rude. Because, you know, she's very blunt.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well. Shit happens. Next.
Niggas get beat up every day, B.
Niggas get beat up every day, B, right?
So, you guys remember Danity Kane?
Yes.
We spoke about them recently. They just reunited officially. They had their first comeback tour. And it was a crazy turnout. The fans looked like they was like enjoying it crazy, and the girls, they really brought it. I felt like from looking at the video, like Dawn looked super sexy, super turned up. They all just looked crazy. But one person that's missing obviously is Dee Woods, the fifth member. Initially they were saying that Dee Woods had other projects that she was working on, that's why she wasn't a part of the reunion. I think Dee Woods even said that as well, that she had other projects she was working on. But the girls continued on with the show. But now it's coming out that it may not have been all so good after all. So Dee Woods, she recently did an interview, and she's basically saying that she didn't know about the reunion at all. She said she found out the same way everybody else found out through TV.
Wow.
And the girls never asked her, yada, yada. Long story short, Aubrey goes onto Twitter and took a subliminal jab and said, are you, something along the lines of, are you taking time to work on your career or are you taking interviews? And then Dee Woods tweeted back, actually atting, you know how you could at people on Twitter, she's like, at Aubrey O'Day. That was cute. My lawyers will be coming, something like that. Hashtag still using my vocals. So apparently on the songs that they're performing from when they were all together,
right?
Dee Woods' vocals are still there. And so she wants compensation. So now she's planning to sue them. But I'm wondering if it's just like saltiness or... like, is it really justified? What do you
We shall see.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It sounds like it's a lot more to the story than we're getting, because it sounds like there's some holes in there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I wouldn't care. I'm definitely not a fan, so.
Danity King was the shit, though, at one point.
I was never a fan. I can't even tell you one song that they made.
Mm. But, yeah, should be interesting to see how that plays out.
Anything that Puff Daddy has, or P. Diddy, whatever his name
Puff
is now.
Puff Daddy's.
Whatever his name is now, because, you know, he changes
Sean
his
Puffy
name
Gold.
Every
Diddy
year.
Bop Puff.
Right, whatever. But anything that he has, like any artist, I don't try to, you know, get comfortable with them because
Why,
they
because
don't
they
last,
don't last?
Any, too long. So. Basically, that's why I don't know anything, you know, about them.
His name
about
really
them,
used to be Puffy.
Girl. Puffy. Puffy. Sean
yeah,
Diddy.
Yeah, like five names.
Right.
Puffy Puff Daddy, Sean Puffy Combs.
Wasn't his name like the Dance Master at one point in time?
What?
Dance Master.
No, I don't know about that, dude. I don't know about that.
Because he used to be a dancer. Oh, I could
I
be wrong.
I think he recently went back to Puff Daddy.
Yeah?
I think
well,
he said
him.
Something about that. I don't know. I could be wrong. Mace is back, though. Have you heard about that?
Mace always back.
Mace
been back. He just is back, and then he was gone, and then he's back again.
Mace is always
Let's
back.
Let's hope
he
stays
like
around this time.
I think what made him come back this time is that song that Pusha T got on his album, where he sounds like Mace. He's rapping exactly how Mace would have rapped or would rap. And everybody, when I'm playing that song and they hear it, they're like, yo, that's Mace. But it's not. It's Pusha T. So I think that probably provoked him to, like, want to get back out
he
there.
He's trying to steal my flow.
Right. So I seen a cover recently of a new song he put out. Don't ask me the name of it, but it's out. I'm looking forward to seeing what it's about. I want to hear it. I don't know.
Yeah.
But let's get into these best and worst moments, though. I want to play a joint first, and then we'll get into it. What should we do? Let's do your joint.
Finally playing one of my songs.
Oh, one of yours, MJ?
Yes.
Okay.
Can I introduce
it? This is MJ's track entitled...
this is MJ's track called... That I just recorded.
Right here on Hampton Blue Radio. Now, let's play some No Rules.
We can get into No Rules. And once again, like I said, we will be performing live this Sunday at Drome.
And
on
I will
east
definitely,
side.
I will definitely be performing the song.
Yes, you will. And we'll be performing new joints as well. Next week, we'll have some new joints to play for you guys here. But, definitely looking forward to that show.
Hold on. Side note, before we get into the song, I heard when I was performing this last week at Drome, you was looking crazy in the audience. You was looking like, is Vino about to do it right now?
Oh, because I was recording.
Are you recording?
That's the second one?
I might be.
Yeah.
I was
what you was
you
about
to
do?
Look
a
shock on your face. Like,
Yeah,
but, I think everybody should have that same look, though. Come out.
What you was about to do, because I'm lost.
Well, you're gonna see it.
You're
going to
be found on Sunday.
Wow. Let's get
into
the
song. Just make sure you sit next to the
stage,
MJ.
Nah, I don't even want to hear it. I'm done.
I said just make sure you sit next to the stage.
I don't want to sit next to the stage. Forget your song.
Make sure you sit next to the stage.
I want to know.
No Rules, ladies and gentlemen, right here in Hollywood and Friends, Hampton Blue Radio.
Yeah. No introduction, I'm going to get straight to it.
Got this feeling I've been concealing and I just can't let it go.
Girl, I'm feeling you.
Been needing something more than physical. I'm not alone. No, no. wanna show, no.
Girl, you're feeling me.
No, no, no.
Back with Renaud, a.k.a. Mr. R&B.
Hey, yo, yo, it's me, Hollywood.
And hey, what's going on? It's me, MJ. I'm still here.
Still here. So, Hollywood and Friends 2013 end of year special. We're about to get into the best and worst moments of 2013.
Yes, yes.
What do we want to start with? Should it be like
let's start for the worst moments.
The worst.
One of the worst moments. Drum roll, please.
Is that a drum roll?
That was a. Oh, there you go.
Everybody.
That sound like it sounded like motorboating, right?
Yo, I never. Motor. I never could do that though. That drum roll shit you just did, MJ.
Huh?
I never could do that.
Brr.
Yeah, I can't do that for no reason.
Oh, now you gotta learn that.
But you could say my name, right? You could say my name, like my nickname, right? That my family calls me. If you could say that, then you should be able to say.
But that's different.
Because that's only one time.
That's only
like
that. That's two syllables.
Ri.
That is. Yeah, I only know how to say that.
Well, you don't need to be saying no brat.
Alright, so we'll have you be the designated drum roller because I don't know.
Alright. At least I get something musical in this relationship we got going on.
Okay, so one of the worst moments of 2013. Drum roll, please. The introduction of Thot Juice.
Thot Juice. Thot Juice.
But nobody don't even realize where Thot Juice originally came from.
Enlighten us.
All right, so there was these three girls, and they were all taking a bath together.
No, this is going south.
Well, I mean, it sounds interesting right now.
Go ahead.
They were all taking a bath together, and their bath water is actually Thot Juice.
Wow.
So wow. They just have the girls taking baths all the time, and yeah, that's how they make it.
So that's where it came from.
Now I'm mad these juices actually have like commercials and everything.
They're real
it's ridiculous.
Juices.
Nah, you know what I'm mad they have a commercial?
What?
That Fulton Ave what is that they call it? The Fulton Ave Mall? Really?
Fulton Ave Mall?
Did you see that commercial?
I don't know if I've ever seen
that
commercial.
It's a commercial for you know when you get off the C train on Franklin Ave or you don't take the train. MJ, excuse me.
Yeah, she's baller.
But yeah,
baller.
Over on Franklin Avenue by the shuttle.
Not.
The Franklin Avenue shuttle. That area over there?
Yeah.
What's the shuttle?
You know that strip? They're calling that the Fulton Ave Plaza.
Would they play that commercial on BCAT?
Nah, I think it's on BET, actually.
Channel 12?
Public Access?
Probably Channel 12. And they actually advertising this as a shopping, you know, like a mall area. Well, you know what? I'm not going to knock it because at the end of the day, that's our people, so, you know.
Hey.
Get money how you can get it.
I get it.
But, yes, that introduction to Thot Juice is one of the worst moments. One of the best moments.
Drum roll,
please.
I would be bad
if
they did.
You give an intro to the drum roll.
One
of the best moments would be the introduction of Thot Juice and Cranberry.
Do you know they have a cranberry Sprite now?
They know what's up.
They have a
cranberry
Sprite
makes
now.
The good juice.
I was somewhere yesterday and one of the guys was drinking Thot Juice and I was like, "That's
Thot
Juice." He didn't even know. He's like, "What? This is Thot Juice?"
Thot
I'm
juice.
Like, "Yes, that's Thot Juice."
Right, like I've always heard. I didn't know that this would.
Always wondered what Thot Juice was.
All right.
Interesting.
Another worst moment. Drum roll, MJ. The George Zimmerman verdict.
Oh my goodness.
When this guy was acquitted of murdering
this innocent teenager.
Innocent Trayvon Martin. That was definitely one of the worst moments that happened this year. And we hope nothing like that happens again in 2014. Next
right.
year.
Exactly.
Let's get into our best moment. Drum roll. I was going to recite it, but I can't remember how it starts. The control verse that Kendrick Lamar put out that sparked major controversy in the hip-hop world. I think it definitely opened up. It woke hip-hop up a little bit more.
Yes, it definitely did.
That was definitely one of the best moments that happened in 2013. Everybody was talking about that. Worst.
One of the worst moments.
Worst behavior. Nope.
MJ, a drum roll, please.
Well, one of the worst moments in 2013.
MJ, hold on. You got to give a drum roll.
Oh.
And
okay.
Now go ahead.
Okay, now go ahead.
One of the worst moments in 2013 was when... I can't really say. I could say all of the people that I lost this year.
Yeah, it was a lot of deaths in 2013.
I could say that.
Like,
those were
personal.
Like terrible, and it was like at least, you know, two or three that actually were close to home, you know. So
true.
I could say that.
And two that was made more national news was the death of Paul Walker and Nelson Mandela.
Right.
Those definitely fall under that.
The craziest thing about these two deaths are the fact that both of them have some type of controversy linked to them.
Right.
Because you're hearing that with the Nelson Mandela death, they're saying that he actually died in July or June.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
You didn't, am I only, I'm the only one?
I think you're the only one.
Yeah, I think
crazy.
They were saying, yeah, they said that he died months ago, but his family just released the information. I'm not sure how true that is. Because, like I said, on these websites, a lot of the time they give out false information and just create ridiculous stories just to get attention.
Yeah.
So, you know, you can never really tell how true these things are, but that's what I read. And with the Paul Walker death, they said that that was staged, his own death.
No, I don't believe that.
Now, I mean, you know what it is? I think when you look at it, it kind of makes sense. It kind of makes
sense.
Hear
the reason.
Huh?
I want to hear a reason.
Okay.
You want to hear the reasoning why it makes sense.
All right. Can I just get into my best moment first?
Okay, go ahead. Get your best moment.
All right.
Oh, that was an extended.
That was really impressive. I mean, the only thing, you know, I have an issue with is the fact that you gave yourself the flyest drum roll out of everybody. But it's all good.
You know, you got to save the best for last. The best moment was actually joining you guys on Hollywood and Friends. That's my way. I got the best one.
That's what's up.
Yes, and even, you know, in speaking about the Hollywood and Friends show, another one of the best moments where, you know, linked to that is the interview that we'd actually had with Lil Mama on her role in the TLC biopic.
Yes,
definitely.
Sir.
That was one of the best moments.
That moment was so epic for us because we was only on for like a weeks at that time, maybe like a month or two. I'm probably bugging. But when we woke up that next day, it was all over every major blog. That moment when I'm just scrolling
even blogs
through my
we never
phone,
even heard of.
I'm just strolling through my phone because I do that, and I'm on blogs, and I see Little Mama says yada yada Hollywood and Friends, and my jaw just dropped like, oh, Mama, I made it. No, it was just mad funny. And then I just started Googling it, and you just, it's like a whirlwind after that. But that was definitely a highlight. Definitely one of the best moments.
Yes, most definitely.
Another best moment. We might be out of worst moments.
Oh, we can't be.
I'm still on best. Another best moment for me, though.
Every moment is a good moment because it's still here to see it. So.
Look at you getting all
philosophical.
All right, ready? Drum roll.
We didn't even have all right.
That was for me?
What? I thought that's what you wanted.
I hear another drum roll in the back, too. Another best moment was the release, the surprise release of King B herself, a.k.a. my wife, Beyonce.
Oh, you mean when she shot Keisha's everybody in the face with that album?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
When she made everybody forget that R. Kelly Black Panties album was out.
Damn.
And these videos, though, that's 17 best moments for me right there.
17? Oh. You're a fool.
Yeah, pretty much.
Crazy.
One of the worst moments.
Drum roll, MJ. She's done.
Anyway, there, drum roll.
I gotta work on it. Me.
Beyonce, Sharkeesha, and every female in the industry right now.
What?
That was one of the worst moments as well. How does she win the best and the worst moments? Only Beyonce could do this.
Only.
It was one of the best moments for her and her fans. It was one of the worst moments for other people.
For everybody else.
Who released albums and tried to sell.
Such as Tamar.
Listen, we're not going to get into names right now. Because that's not what we're trying to do over here in Hollywood. All I'm saying is that just wasn't a good moment for certain people.
Crazy. Best moment. Do I have a best moment? No, it didn't happen yet. I was thinking about our show at Drome this Sunday, but that's going to be next year.
That's definitely next year.
Oh, man. Do y'all got any more?
I mean, if anyone else would like to call up and, you know, let us know what their best and worst moments of 2013 were personally or publicly, otherwise, whatever you want to speak about it, the number to call is 646-716-8544.
Or you can text me directly, 347 Zyke.
Wow.
You can hit us up on Facebook.com/Hollywood and Friends. Let us know what you think is the best and worst moments. And coming up, we got Reckless and Ratchet with M. Jizzle. And we got What Blows Mind. But first, I want to get into a new joint that somebody sent to me. He goes by the name of Lurkavelli.
Lurkavelli. Lurkavelli.
From the Lower East Side.
Okay.
In Manhattan. And
that sounds like a creep. Like a, not saying you're a creep, Lurkavelli. That name sounds like some creep lurking in the woods. Ready.
Lurkavelli. This joint is called Keep Your Circle Tight. Hollywood and Friends, Hands Up with Radio. We'll be right back.
Yeah, yeah.
Gang members have been indicted for running two drug rings in Manhattan. Authorities say the suspects stole hundreds of thousands of dollars each year. Cops say one group operating out of subsidized housing on the Lower East Side used car services to deliver to customers throughout Manhattan at premium prices.
From the green bag, trying to see that, where the cheese at, trying to see dough, trying to see that, been grinding, no feedback on my ski mask, where the heat at, yo, been tempted to hit the kitchen, what a whip, and low forgive home, 45, niggas got pen sentence, like 10 years in the prison, cause they just started snitching, that's what happened when they're getting money, that's what happened when you're sleeping, getting hungry, they ain't eating, so they creeping, do your doors with the heat and trying to catch you sleeping, and if they don't catch it, then best believe they'll get some phones. Forward in them addresses, cops gon' be at your home. Better keep your circle tight, feed your workers like you never know what people know. Acting like they your friends, but they ain't your friends when they up in your home. Getting cash with the cash rate, think they gotta have it. Might get your tap kicked tight. My shit, keep your circle tight. Wouldn't put it past them. They pulling out ratchets, acting with the cash is, shoot you in the casket. Better think twice on who you getting cash is. Ziggin' is wildin' for the bread, plotting on your head, or plotting with the feds. If they ain't touching that dough, out of control, they get that bitch niggas over hoes.
Inviting these new friends, when you getting these new ends, circle get loose.
Better stick with your day one. Cause we'll ride out for ya, grind out with ya. Add a nigga who gets to the picture, to have them switch up for what?
For what?
Your circle tight, feed your workers like you never know what people know. Acting like they your friends, but they ain't your friends when they up in your homes. Getting cash with the money, getting cash with it, they gotta have it. Might get your tap kicked tight, might get out. Keep your circle tight.
Get back with Vanilla, a.k.a. Mr. R&B.
Hey, yo, hey, yo. It's Hollywood.
And what's going on? It's your girl, Miss Judy.
Yeah. That right there was Lurkavelli, Keep Your Circle Tight.
Interesting music.
It was nice.
It sounded like the beat was going back. I like the reverse feel of it.
Yeah,
like the 90s, right? Like a 90s beat?
Yeah. Lurkavelli.
I just want to know why he chose that name.
Lurkavelli.
Well, we can ask him. Lurkavelli's on the line right now, psych. No, he's not.
Lurking in the woods. Lurking in the woods.
But yeah, definitely look up, just Google Lurkavelli, and I'm sure something will pop up for him. He has his own clothing line as well. It's called E-Rare, E-R-A-R-E, hats and shirts and stuff. It's pretty cool, though. Yeah, I should definitely look that up. But, yeah, fresh out to Lurkavelli on that one. So, why not get a little reckless?
A little ratchet?
The last reckless and ratchet of the year.
2013.
And after that, don't forget, we got What Blows My 646-716-8544. Ratchet, y'all.
Breakfast.
OMG, what do she have on?
She rocks it. She rocks it.
Her lace front is all wrong. Cause she rich. Give me the phone. I'm gonna take this hell of a picture.
Cause she rocks it.
Got it. I'm about to put this girl on Twitter.
You know you watch.
Cause I ain't got time for this. I'm too grown.
See you
watch. What am I? Not with them shoes on.
He rocks it.
Ooh, I do wanna punch her in her face. What? I can't stand her. Oh, she's too fake.
Ratchet.
Yes, she ratchet. So basically, you know, it's that time of the year. I mean,
that time of the year. It is that time of the year.
It is that time of the year to give that last reckless and ratchet of 2013. But it's that time of the night, time of the show, where we get reckless and ratchet. And I tell you, everything that I've seen, heard, or done myself personally, ratchet, because that's just who I am, and that's just something that, you know, I do. So basically, we was talking about Beyonce's album, right? And how she did so well. So this girl takes to Twitter and she says, how did Beyonce's album go number one in 100 countries when there are only 7? Asia, Africa,
wow.
Antarctica, Australia, North and South America, Europe.
And she went extra hard, too.
Then she said, I woke up to a million people in my mentions telling me there's more than 7 countries and only 7 condiments. Only 7 condiments. Laugh out loud. Y'all
condiments.
Y'all
there is only 7
ignorant.
Condiments.
With a T.S. People are dumb. Continents are things like ketchup and mustard. Condiments are just bigger countries.
No.
Wow.
I love it.
Did you see the new emojis that just came out? We finally got some black emojis, y'all. We finally got some black emojis. Did you guys get them?
I seen them, yeah.
All right. So it's kind of disturbing, but I just had to. I had to. Like, all right. So I'm gonna start. We have a broke bum.
No.
Wow.
We have a crackhead with yellow teeth.
No.
We have a drug dealer because he has like money all around him. We have a baby father with twin baby emojis in his arms.
No.
We have a Medea, an old lady with gray hair and a purple hat in a pocketbook.
No.
We have a fat emoji, a fat guy with a little t-shirt looking like, what's the purple guy from McDonald's? You know what I'm talking
about.
Hamburglar. No, Hamburglar is the one with the stripes.
Yeah, it's the other guy. I know who you're talking about, though.
Grimace. Then we have a couch potatoes, and we have a black man tanning in the sun. Okay.
Wow.
Then we have a retarded girl painting her nails. Well, let's just say mentally challenged.
How did
painting
you get
her nails.
That from an emoji, though?
And then we have one who's smoking weed. So we have a tranny. We have a teen on his phone, and then we have a stick-up kid.
O.D.
That's
O.D.
reckless.
Yeah, it's definitely
that's
reckless.
That's ratchet.
Yes.
Oh,
so,
yeah, that's ratchet.
All right, so we spoke about the girl Sharkeesha, right?
Right.
And I have some upsetting sad news. I mean, when they say karma comes around, it really comes around. And when it does, it comes harder. So basically, I'm sure you guys heard about the girl named Sharkeesha who knocked her friend out with, like, one punch.
Right.
Something like that.
Okay.
It's been in news recently that, well, supposedly Friday, she was in a drive-by.
She was what?
A victim of a drive-by shooting. They originally said that she was dead, but news shows here that she's actually okay, but she has gunshot wounds to, like, her leg. So I basically, you know, feel like she shouldn't have got shot, but I think that what goes around does come around.
That's crazy.
Right, and that...
Definitely karma is
the craziest thing about that was that it was unsuspecting, like what she did to that girl. That girl did not expect her to punch her in the face like that.
Right.
You know, so it was reported that they were driving by a park in Houston, Texas, where she lives. She was with an 18-year-old guy that she knows. You know, she was with him or whatever. And a few people had pulled up on scooters and shot the car. 18 rounds were found at the scene. So that's kind of reckless.
Definitely.
That's crazy.
That's I think that's so crazy that well, my goal in life is just to try to be as positive as I could be, you know, so that way I don't have to deal with karma, because that bitch is crazy. Anyway, so this guy takes to Twitter, and I actually sent this to you guys, and he says, yeah, I cheated. Yeah, I did you dirty. Yeah, I broke your heart. But did you die? Okay, then.
Crazy, right? Some guys probably really feel that way.
Some guys definitely feel that way.
Really? No, that has to be the most cold-hearted thing ever.
Did you die?
Did you die?
I don't care, you make you stronger.
Yeah, I slept with your sister. Yeah, I slept with your mother. Yeah, I made you have that abortion. Yeah, I made you take drugs. But did you die?
Did you die?
No. All right, then.
Hashtag,
yeah,
but did you die?
Did you die?
Yeah, I stole your food stamps. But did you die?
Did you die?
All right, then.
I want to get t-shirts made, but did you die?
Huh? Did you die?
I'm gonna get t-shirts made, but did you die?
But did you die? All right, then. Anyway, so did you hear about the lady who ripped her husband's ball sack?
Wait, she what?
Ripped his sack.
Ripped it?
Ripped it.
Goodness.
She actually tugged on his sack until it ripped.
What?
Because he was caught cheating. Yes.
What?
Yes.
That's next level.
That is disgusting. And I actually have the picture here, and I don't want to show it, but...
No!
Yeah. Did you hear about the... All right, so this guy, he was reportedly locked up for a crime that he never committed. And he was in jail for 24 years in Texas. He was in the Texas prison for 24 years for a string of sexual assaults that were later determined that he didn't commit. So for decades, this guy was in jail for something that he didn't even do. So now he's out, and he's suing for $6 million. Not only does he get the $6 million, when things are just looking up for him, his ex-wife comes into the picture to sue him for being gone.
Wow.
And she's going to actually get the money. It says here she might get about $150,000 for the 24 years that he was gone.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
That is crazy. Did you hear about the 16-year-old Chinese kid who ran up his father's credit card bill, but his father is not being charged for the charges because it wasn't him. It was his son. So basically, you're telling me that if I say my daughter just charged up my credit card up to like $15,000, you're not going to charge me for it?
It depends.
No, it does not depend.
I think
does he get to keep the stuff? Because I want
to
know.
To pick it back.
I want to know. Anyway, so this girl's suing a local barbershop after realizing that her bald head getting a bald head did not make her look like Amber Rose.
Oh, no. We were just talking about this earlier.
You gotta see her. She says she was thinking maybe she could snag her Wiz Khalifa, you know? Not the looks, but the money. I'm no gold digger. I just know what I deserve, like Amber. But look at me now. I really should have thought this thing through. And she is disgustingly ugly.
Wow.
I'm sorry. I mean, let me rephrase that, because I don't like to call people ugly. She just didn't find her look yet.
She just didn't find herself yet.
She didn't find her look yet. So this man goes on to a PATH train, and he buys a child's ticket. So when the conductor asks him why he bought a child's ticket, he said because he's a child of God. So
Did he get away with it?
Amazing.
Not sure if he got away with it or not, but just the whole situation is funny enough. So this is lady. I forgot her name. I really didn't want to know her name because she's just absolutely ridiculous. Like, she's disgusting. I don't even know how much she weighs, but she thinks she has the biggest booty in the world. Her butt actually was measured, and it was 84 inches wide.
What?
How much did you say?
84 inches wide. But see, here's the thing. She's fat, and she has, like, one of those butts where it's just, like, two kneecaps at the top of the, you know, it looks like she has, like, two baby kneecaps at the top of her butt. So it's just, like, it's disgusting. She just looks disgusting. I'm sorry. It's just... I don't think, like, I'm glad that she's, like, comfortable in her skin, but nah, chill.
Crazy.
And that comes with Reckless and Ratchet. Okay.
I have two things, actually. One of them, it's a guy... Hold on one second, I'm pulling it up. 24-year-old Chicago rapper named Kwame Wilson. He was arrested and charged earlier this week for arranging a hit on his mother.
Oh,
for
yes.
For one sole reason, financial gain.
That's disgusting. I heard
this
about that.
She was 45. Her name was Yolanda Holmes, and she owned a well-known salon called Nappy Heads. And she was gunned down and stabbed in her home. And within 2 months, her son became the sole beneficiary of two of her life insurance policies.
And $90,000.
Right.
And
more
got
than
the money out of bank
accounts. From her bank accounts. $20,000 of which he flaunted and gave away to fans in a music video.
That's crazy.
And investigators eventually turned their attention to him, and it was revealed that he was and a part of it. And he had two accomplices. And it was it was a guy and a girl.
Yeah.
A girl, the girl was the getaway driver. She was 23, and the guy was 22. He was the hitman.
Wow.
And he was charged with murder on Christmas Eve, home invasion, and aggravated discharge of a firearm.
Wow.
That's crazy. She owned the salon for 15 years. They said she was involved in the community and a loving mother. But how do you... That's your mother,
though. Your mother,
that's out of... Crazy. But I got another ratchet one. This one is from a girl that we know, that we work with, that will also be performing live this Sunday at Drone.
Shameless
plug. Her name is Tatiana Scott. If you've ever been to any of the shows, you see she perform Only Want to Give It to You with me. So she wrote on her Facebook, and... If you know Tatiana, this story would be super funny for you. She said, so I was heading to rehearsal the other night, and I was walking through Penn Station when I was stopped by what I presumed to be a horribly styled drag queen.
Mm.
Horrible wig, messy black lip liner. She said, hi, told me her name, and shook my hand all while we were walking, and then asked,
she shook her
are
hand?
You a trans? She said, are you a transgender woman?
Oh.
And Tati says, I hardly have a voice because of this cold. I said, no, graciously. She asked, you're a biological woman?
Oh.
I said, yes. She says, oh, but you look good, though. By chance, would you happen to have $3 you could spare? I said no and kept walking.
First of all, you can ask me if I was a fan, and then you got to ask me for some money.
That's
well, that's funny, because one New Year's, me and one of my best friends, we actually got into a scuffle, and they were calling, because she's you know, she's a Marine, so, you know, they are physically fit, and she's a little taller than the average girl. So these girls were calling her a man. So I was like, oh, they're calling you a man? Show them your pussy.
No, you would, though. You would say that.
Where is she? I'm about to call her a man.
She's married now. That's not going to happen. But,
I'm married now.
But, yeah.
But she didn't
I actually
do
have
it.
One more story that I've been meaning to tell you guys.
Wait, hold on. She didn't do it, though, right?
No, she didn't do it. She didn't do it. She was, because she was actually drunk, and I wasn't. I was like, you know, the sober
her
one that
sober
night.
Coke.
And she just, like, sobered up. She was like, well, bitch, I'm not that drunk. Well, hold on. I mean, come on.
hold on.
So I'm like, show them your pussy. She's like, hold on, I'm not that drunk.
And she was trying to turn it up.
We was turned up that night. Everybody thought I was drunk because I was just too turned up. I just got so crazy, like. But I actually do have one more story that I've been meaning to tell you guys, and this is like kind of just messed up. So two Texas cops handcuff and take a 13-year-old white girl from Black Guardians. Did you hear about that?
Mm-hmm. Get a dancer.
Yes. So Houston police refused to explain why they took the 13-year-old white girl from, you know, her guardians over the weekend, and they placed her into custody of Child Protective Services. So what happened was, you know, her parents had signed notarized papers stating that these dance instructors could be her guardians, and, you know, they were driving and were stopped by the cops, and when the cops saw just that, you know, that one little white girl in the car with two black guys, they automatically thought something, and they took her and put her in protective services. And I think that's so messed up, because those could have been her parents, you know?
You're right, but this is my thing now. I have mixed feelings about this.
Okay.
Right? Now, I feel like, you know, it's unfortunate that they didn't take their proof as to, you know, to be good enough.
Right.
Even after speaking to the mother of the girl, they told her that she would have to come to Texas to get her.
Right.
I feel like that was the unfortunate side of things. I feel like they did too much in that case. But they actually ended up releasing her for the guys, I think, about 5 hours
later. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
But the part that I do like about it is the fact that they did take that precaution and make sure that they didn't just take their story for what it was. Because you have a lot of cases where kids are being kidnapped. This year alone, I've seen a lot of kids being kidnapped and go up missing, and you never know what happened. So,
but I think, I'm listening.
I'm not saying that this is like, you know, it was a good situation. I'm just saying it's good to know that they actually look deeper into it.
Right. Which is true. But you know what I find a little bit more strange is that you let your daughter go on a trip with two guys, period. Whether they're black, they're white, it doesn't matter. Like, there obviously was not a female, you know, chaperone or guardian or whatever the case may be. Like, I would not let my daughter go anywhere with two guys.
That's what I understand. The girl, they were part of a dance crew. And
it
the guys
matter.
Were in their 20s, like 25 and 24. The girl was 13,
care.
So.
I don't care.
It's a little different, though.
I don't care. There's no way in hell I'm going to let my daughter go on a trip with two guys. No way. Not even two.
They're probably family friends.
Sorry, I don't care if you're family. I don't care. No.
Okay. So if your daughter had a show, no, let's forget it.
I'm going. You
no,
should have
okay,
went to your
say,
daughter's show anyway. Why are you
no,
not
hold,
at a
hold.
Show?
Let's say that Hollywood and I had a show, what is that? Let's say Connecticut.
Mm-hmm.
And you couldn't make it out to the show, but your daughter wanted to go to the show. You wouldn't let her go with us.
No. No.
No, because you feel like something would happen?
No, one, because she shouldn't be without me that far. And two, because she's not going nowhere with two men. It doesn't matter who the men are. It doesn't matter, because things like this, not saying you guys are creeps like that, but things happen like this all the time. Whether it's the father, the uncle, the friend of the family, the neighbor next door, you never know. And people, you never know how these people view your child. You, she might be a little girl to you, but to them, it's a whole nother story, because now she has breasts, and
I mean,
now she has a little booty, and now, and even if she doesn't have that, you know there are still guys out there that look for that. Even little boys, but little boys too. And I'm saying, you have guys that like little boys. So at the end of the day, no, it's not even a personal, that has nothing to do with you guys. It's just me as a mother. No, I'm not doing it.
I don't know. I think I could see myself. You know what? I might be just talking.
Yeah, because you don't have a daughter. And
yeah.
I think you probably would be worse if you had
a
daughter.
Be worse.
Being the father, you know how men think.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I think she shouldn't have been with
that.
Them. Period. I mean, you know, she had good reason for being with them, but they should have had a woman there. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it makes sense. And it's crazy nowadays, too. You got guys, uncles.
Right.
Yeah, that's always been the case.
Right. You cannot trust anyone with your kids, not even women. You can't even trust a teacher with your little boy. Did you hear about the teacher who was having, like, sexual, like, with the little boys? She was touching these little boys. Like, are you crazy? It's disgusting.
I think for some reason they don't think that it's, I don't think they think it's rape when it's a little boy.
No, it's disgusting.
I don't think they
can't
think
trust
they,
anyone.
They don't see it the same way.
You can't even trust the teachers.
It's a damn shame.
Yeah.
But
so anyway, that concludes Reckless and Ratchet,
Reckless and Ratchet
for the night.
OMG, what do she have on? She ratchet. Her lace front is all wrong. Cause she ratchet. Give me the phone. I'm gonna take this hell of a picture. Cause she ratchet. Got it. I'm about to put this girl on Twitter. You know you ratchet. Cause I ain't got time for this. I'm too grown. See you ratchet. Boy, bye. Now with them shoes on. He ratchet. Ooh, I just wanna punch her in her face. I can't stand her. Oh, she's too fake.
Ratchet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm starting to think that, like, that's part of the song, though, because it's like you always hit it at the same point, and you always hit it, like, the same way.
That's what she said.
Right.
You always so, it's funny that you said that, because I went to the dentist the other day, and
the dentist
said
it? What?
Said, ooh, your mouth is juicy. So I was like, that's what he said.
Whoa.
No, that's out of line for the dentist. Like, what?
Yeah, that was a pun. That was a
that
pun.
That was definitely a pun. That was
but,
trying to
no,
holler.
No, how about, all right, I went into the store to get my friend a backwards or whatever, and I said, you know, don't give me a hard backwards because, you know, I don't really know how to test them or whatever. So the guy in the store, he was like, you know you like them hard.
Hey.
What?
That was a definite straight ahead.
It was like
I'm
getting red. Another time I was walking through the store that I worked in. I used to be like an undercover store detective, right? Yeah, that job actually does exist. And I was walking through the perfume aisle of the store, and one of the guys who sold perfume, he asked me if I wanted to try the Sex and the City perfume at the time. That's when it just came out. So I was like, no. He was like, you know you like sex. So I'm like, what? He was like,
you know
you like
sex.
Look at your mouth.
Oh.
He was fired.
What?
And my supervisor wanted to beat him
up. You know you like sex. Look at your mouth.
Look at your
no.
mouth.
No.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. So, like, what makes people think that they could just say stuff like this to me?
That's who. That's what.
Nah, you know what's making them think? Budweiser is making them think that.
Dot juice.
You thinking it's dot juice?
Crazy. I can't even drink that. Like, it's just disgusting.
I want to try it. Yeah, I gotta
Have you tried the cranberry?
I did try it. I tried it in the summertime when it first came out, and it's highly overrated.
Yeah, bring some to the show next week.
What? Now,
I'm
not even buying that.
I'm trying to put on a good performance.
You can't buy. You can't pay for thigh juice with food stamps, can you? You should be able to, right?
You should be able to.
Nah, you should not be able to.
Food stamps for thigh juice.
You should be able to as a beverage.
No.
Mm-hmm. But it has alcohol in it, doesn't it?
Hey. So, let's get into what blows mine, right? Let's hit it.
Let me tell you what blows my mind. I'm about to say it, and if you hate it, you can relate it. Just what blows my mind. I'm wishing I was blind. I'm about to lose my mind.
Everybody get up. Everybody shut up. It's time for what blows mine, y'all. This is the point of the show where we want to hear what is that one thing that just irks you, that just gets under your skin. That phone number is 646-716-8544. Or just text us, hit us up, email us, whatever. We start with us.
Hollywood.
Hollywood. Okay. So I thought about this, and you know, during the holidays, I shop online a lot because I don't like to walk around with the same shit a lot of niggas be wearing. So when I get a tracking number from UPS or something and I start tracking the package, and then I get a text or something saying UPS attempted to deliver your package, but they got no answer. They'll try again tomorrow. Meanwhile, I was home all day.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
no,
nobody never even came
rang
upstairs.
My bell, nothing.
UPS be trying to cut corners to get to the next route or get off early, whatever. So
yep.
They put these things, they like, we'll do this shit tomorrow. And they just put in customer wasn't home. That blows mine.
Oh, you know, that happens to me all the time because I live on the fourth floor and there's no elevators in my building. So, yeah, that happens. I remember one time they did that to me. I had to wait 2 days. I didn't even know what the package was. And when I got the package, it was a damn cell phone case. A free cell phone case that I was supposed to get with my daughter's phone that never came.
Oh, dear.
Wow.
And I think part of the reason with mine is because I live in a higher building, so they don't be wanting to come upstairs. But, yeah, UPS, they blow mine. So, Vanora. What blows you?
What blows mine?
I know you hate me.
What blows mine is when, you know, you hanging out with a female, you know, you got female company, and y'all drink ruby red grapefruit juice?
Yeah, no. Disgusting.
You ever drank it before? Okay. What blows mine is when you have ruby red grapefruit juice and you try to offer your company some, you know, out of kindness, just for kindness. And they take that as, oh, please drink the whole thing and not leave any for me like I didn't buy it. That blows mine.
Oh, you know what? So, since we're talking about people being greedy, what blows minds is when you sit next to someone in the movie theater and they just kindly reach over and dig into your popcorn bag and have the nerve to dip the popcorn in your cheese like you even want them a part of your life like that.
Popcorn and cheese, that sounds interesting.
It's very good. But I was just, you know, it just reminded me of, you know, somebody that I know. I don't want to say no names because I don't want Vanora to feel a certain kind of way, you know.
Shut. So, MJ, Was that what blows yours or what blows?
Nah, that's not what blows mine. You can finish, you know. Sorry.
But that was it. That was it.
Okay, so you know what blows mine? What blows mine is when I can't find my phone and it's either dead or on silent.
Yes, that's
no bueno.
Can't
no, how
do
about
it.
How about when you're looking for your phone and it's in your hand?
Right. Or
anybody,
in your pocket.
Anybody.
Yes, exactly.
That'd be crazy. That happened to me with keys, with my phone. I'd be like looking and it's right in my hand. Not good.
Or you can't find your remote. They need to really come out with an app with like a remote locator or something.
A remote locator. How about they should just make an app with a remote?
They do have one.
Phone.
I was about to tell you. Yeah, they do have one. I actually have it on my phone. I have it on my phone for my mom's house. I have it on my phone for my house.
You'd be like, who turning the TV?
Right.
As soon as I step into the house with the Wi-Fi, the remote actually comes. It's like a ready program on my screen. So it's already there, like as a screensaver type thing. And you could just put the volume up, down, change the TV, change from room to room. Yes, actually, they do have that. Comes in handy.
Crazy. I don't know if I ever said this one before, but it's worth saying it again. When you go out to a restaurant with two instances. One is with a group of people, and then when it's time to pay, everybody be looking like they forget what they ordered.
Everybody become a friggin' mathematician.
Right.
Want to pull out calculators. Oh, 15%.
Yeah, nah, really? None of that. Can't do that.
Or somebody
also,
actually has to use the bathroom. Oh, now you got to use the bathroom.
That's the other
situation.
You need
to go wash
your hands.
Now
you got to use the bathroom when it's time to pay.
That is exactly the other situation I was talking about. When it's a one-on-one.
Oh my god!
A date of or whatever it is.
Or
yo, Hollywood,
no one's gonna be doing this.
Yo, that happened to me twice. I didn't even peep it. The first time it happened,
you
I was actually with
really
Hollywood. I was with Hollywood the first time it happened. Right. The second time it happened, I told him about it because I noticed it, and he was like, "Didn't you do that the last time?" He's like, "I didn't even realize that."
Needs to be a clear understanding of who's going to pay and how it's going to go down.
Right.
So that way we don't have no confusion at the end of the night. Then you could get your buns. I could go on about my business.
Hey.
You know?
But what's crazy is like the check comes in all of a sudden. All right, excuse me. I'll be back. Got to the bathroom. And
you know what I did though?
What you did?
I left that shit right there until she got back.
So, your portion.
What's even worse is when...
Oh, I didn't tell you I was a Dutch kind of guy?
What's even worse is when she's the one who initiates the date.
Oh, no. If you invite, you must pay.
Don't initiate and still expect for the whole guy pay rule to apply.
Hold on. The rule is this, right? If the girl initiates the date, then it's up to the guy for, like, you know, they could either pay, he can either pay or she can pay for everything. They can either go Dutch or she can
I think, no, I think that if you invite, no matter who you are, if I say, oh, come on, let's go out and get something to eat or let's go play pool, if you invite, then you should pay. If you don't have the money to pay, make it clear before you go. You know, look, I don't got no money, but I need to go do something. Let's go.
You know what
What
I do.
No, hold on. Let's not do this because wasn't it just you, MJ, that was saying that you don't want a man to tell you he don't got no money?
Say that again.
So wasn't it you that said you don't want a man to tell you he don't got no money?
I don't want a man. I'm talking about as far as friends. Friends, it doesn't matter what it is. Anybody. Friends, brother, sister, whoever.
Oh, okay.
What I do in that, and to avoid that, I would just invite a third person. So I'll call you up and be like, "Hey, MJ, so you want to go to the movies?"
And then, don't even watch the same movie with me. Remember that? I don't know. Me and Hollywood, we've been through a lot together.
Look, we're not talking about that. We're talking about I would invite you, and then I would call somebody else and invite somebody else. That way it's a group outing now. So everybody is individually paying for themselves at that point.
So we've been friends for how long? And I'm just now knowing this. So next
so all
time,
those times when, you, when there was a third person.
Next time, I was the wingman, really? Didn't even know it.
OD.
Oh, man.
Okay.
You was helping him get out of a bill.
Oh, you know what blows mine? I can tell you what blows mine. What blows mine is this guy. He's he has to be an idiot. I don't know what's wrong with this guy, but this guy's been calling me. All right, remember we talked about going on a trip with somebody and automatically having to give them some because they took
Oh, yes.
Okay, so that was our situation. He took me on a trip, like, what, a week or two before my birthday this summer. But before we went on the trip, you know, we barely spoke because we hardly get along. But I made it clear that if I go on this trip, I'm not paying for anything. I made it clear. So I went on a trip, three-day trip. I spent approximately $5. You know, I broke my rule, but I felt like paying for it. So I paid for it. You know, something that I wanted. So after the trip, you know, we go our separate ways. I still don't call him and talk to him like that because that's how we started in the first place.
Right.
We had no sex. We didn't even sleep in the same bed.
Wow.
We slept in the same room, but not the same bed. So anyway, long story short, I'm going to fast forward it. He gets locked up, and now he's calling me from jail. So I'm like, you know, what makes you think that I want to talk to you when you're in jail? Like, I don't even want to talk to you when you're free. I mean, it's
Give
kinda...
us free.
So he's been calling me crazy from jail, and that's really blowing mine.
Wow. That's crazy.
MJ.
That is cold.
You made this dude take you on a trip.
I didn't make him do anything. Let's be clear. He called me. He invited me. I accepted. I gave him the rules. He went with the rules, and that was that.
I guess.
It's not like I strung him along like, oh, yes, baby.
Now, you know what? You're right. It's not your fault.
No, it's his
fault. It's definitely not your fault.
His fault.
He thought I was going to renege on my rules, and no, well, I did kind of
he
because I did pay $5
for something. Ain't no telling when I decided.
Yeah, no, it wasn't happening. And he did go to the liquor store, buy me all kinds of liquor. He thought it was going to go down. Yeah, it did go down.
Man.
I went down on that couch and lay down on that couch.
Oh, man.
Wow. He must have felt real crazy.
Well,
right, look, we got about 15 minutes left in the show. This is the last show of Hollywood and Friends. So anybody got anything to say, if you want to call in, say your last minute or last show shout out or whatever, call in the number 646-716-8544. Again, that's 646-716-8544.
That concludes, though. Right.
That definitely does conclude what blows mine. This is the last show of Hollywood and Friends here in Hampton Blue Radio. The last show of the year, that is. The last show of the year.
Last show of 2013. It's 3 days left. Happy New Year. It's crazy.
Happy.
And next week we will not be on the air because we will be performing at Drome.
Yeah.
All three of us going ham on stage.
Maybe we'll broadcast it live.
I can't wait
to
debut my new song called... And it's gonna be awesome.
Cold.
And it's gonna be crazy. Well, actually, at the end of the show, we're gonna play MJ's new song.
Yeah.
So
it's gonna be on right after the outro. right after the
it's coming right
on. Tatiana Sing Hollywood and Friends outro.
He's closing out.
It's gonna be MJ's song.
You know what? I should actually perform the way Pootie Tang recorded that song with the cold and slick back ponytail and everything.
I dare you. Yo, how much money would you pay her to see her do
back.
That Hollywood?
Honestly, I didn't see Pootie Tang.
How much? Okay.
How could you not?
How much money
see
would
Pootie
you
Tang?
Pay? We gotta show you that. How much? I just want to know how much money you pay her to do that.
All right.
How much for me to do it?
Yeah.
To do a Pootie Tang performance.
No, she's saying how much would I pay?
Yeah. How much would you need to do that?
Me?
Yes.
I don't know. That has to be discussed with my lawyers and, you know, contracts
well, you gotta
and everything
think, you gotta,
like
you gotta,
that.
You got to think quick because the show's next week, so.
Right.
Huh?
Exactly 1 week away.
I want to see you get on stage and do that.
So, yeah, the event itself.
Because I'm just imagining the audience's face, like, what?
And you
got to
go ham, too.
Maybe they would have seen Pootie Tang.
Rolling
you gotta
all
go
over the
extra
floor,
hard.
Right?
You gotta go hard, like
stomping my foot.
All of that.
Crazy.
Oh gosh.
So yeah, next Sunday the event is called I Produce Hip Music, presented by Hampton Blue Entertainment, and Venor and myself and Tatiana, like we said, will be hitting that stage. The event is from 6 to 10. And 18 and up, tickets are only $10, and you can get them in advance. We have the links online, PayPal link, or you can hit us up direct and get those tickets. But yeah, it's gonna be
going down.
So live. Super live. Fast shouts to everybody who bought tickets already. Always supporting.
Shout out to the show that ended up being 2 hours long. Naturally, it's supposed to be an hour.
What show?
Our show.
Oh, this show?
Yeah.
I mean, it's the last one for the year.
It's the last
so
show,
but
I thought, you know what I'm saying?
This is a special. Calm
we
down,
to,
Miho.
We have to splurge.
Shout out to the special.
We have
this
to splurge.
This is a special, Miho. You calm down.
Miho.
Miho.
We have to splurge on the time. So, yeah.
That's a dude, right? Miho Kailan?
No, that means, like, boy. Like, you know, Spanish. Like.
And Miha is girl.
Yeah, like a friend.
So, who's Miho
like,
Kailan?
Know. What?
Boy Kailan.
Kailan.
What
the
is that?
The kid show? Little
oh.
kid?
I know about Caillou.
Caillou, right.
Listen, y'all need to get up on your Nick Jr.
Oh, yeah, I don't watch Nick. I watch, what's
Comedy
that show called? What's it? Sprout.
Adult Swim.
My name's Bill.
Wow, Adult Swim. Good night, ladies and gentlemen. That's
and that concludes the Hollywood and Friends for 2013.
Yeah, and rapper special. Any last words, y'all? For the year? It's for the year.
That was the last word, technically,
I
right?
I appreciate y'all. And I'll see y'all next year.
Yes.
Hollywood and Friends. Wait, hold on. Before we go, Hollywood and Friends Radio at gmail.com, facebook.com/Hollywood and Friends. We're on Stitcher. I actually downloaded Stitcher. The app is good. I downloaded it onto my phone.
It's great for listening to our show because it's like so easy to just get to it. But
yeah,
the only
is.
Thing about
easy.
It that I don't like is that after a certain amount of time, it's not there anymore.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Is it?
I only listened to the night before. No.
Okay.
I don't know.
To hear that.
I didn't notice. But also, we're on iTunes. iTunes is probably better for the more late, older shows, if that's the case with Stitcher. TuneIn app. Yeah. Yeah, sure. Still working on that video show. We're going to do it live for 2014. So you can see all the shenanigans that goes on here.
Oh, can I tell you one more bad, horrible moment of 2000 and... I'm not even going to do that. I'm not gonna do it.
Everybody, hope you enjoyed your year.
What?
Because you might not get another.
You might not get another.
No, don't say that because I'm allowed to go outside.
Wait, any New Year? You're about to go outside. Any New Year's resolutions, MJ?
I never have a New Year's resolution. I just wing it because I don't want to be contradicting or I don't want to be, you know, I don't want to say things that I'm not actually going to do. So I just wing it for the year and just handle my responsibilities, and I think that's the best way to live. If you're going to do something, don't just do it because it's a new year. Do it because that's something that you really want to do or you need to do.
Right.
So
people definitely kill me with that new year, new me. Like, nigga, shut up. You said that last
year. Your ass down.
Mm-hmm. Niggas we killed for 2 weeks.
Shit 5 years, and you still
word.
The same mofo.
So, look, this is a New Year's resolution I could say for the people that I know, you know, my friends and all.
Mm-hmm.
This is my New Year's resolution. Probably every year for the past 2 years, right, since I stopped making resolutions, which is kind of contradictory because this is a New Year's resolution. But my resolution has been and will be to be better than I was last year. And, you know, that's always, I don't think that's a bad resolution to make.
That's deep.
You can always
I think
go
people should
first.
Just separate resolutions from goals.
Exactly.
It's two different things. So,
resolutions are basically what you're, like, trying to resolve. Right?
Your plan for the year.
Well,
yeah.
I know I'm definitely trying to get into the groove of posting more shows.
Hey. You broke that show, Terry, last week.
Yeah, right on stage in front of everybody. And guess what, people? My mic was off. Yeah, it was off, as usual.
Welcome to Showbiz, MJ. Welcome. It happens sometimes.
Happens to the best of us.
Yeah, there's somebody from 917, but we only got 2 minutes, but whatever. Let's try to bring them on. Call it from 917, what up?
Yo.
What's good?
My New Year resolution is to continue bringing positive vibes.
Nice. I'm all about positive vibes.
Yeah,
definitely.
Abs, what's up?
Oh, what's good? What's good, Abs?
Tell us, man.
Yeah, I'm definitely
Happy
all about vibes.
Happy holidays.
Abs sound like he definitely just got out.
No, yeah, Abs sound like he just smoked one. Good vibes, man.
Good vibes.
Might have been both.
Nah, but yeah, fresh, man. Positive vibes, man. Because that's what I've been doing all year. And then good that everything good to happen to me.
That's what's up. That is what's up. All right, y'all. Appreciate that.
Thanks for calling in. See you next year.
See you next year. Happy New Year.
Hope to see you at the show this weekend coming in.
I think he's gone.
He's gone. Well, you can hear us.
So we out of here. We got like 5 seconds left. No.
Hey.
He's gonna cut us.
Right.
They gonna start playing MJ music.
Happy New Year, y'all. Be good. Be original.
And stay safe.
Have good vibes. And wrap it up.
Yeah.
Stay safe.
And don't get drink too much. On
nah,
New
that's
Eve.
Impossible. But go ahead. Good night.
We out, y'all. Good night.
What up, it's your boy Hollywood. Tune into Hollywood and Friends every Sunday night at 8 p.m. right here on Hampton Blue Radio.